Lavina McCall, one of the warmest and most loved faces on TV.
Hello, Maureen!
A favorite with the British public.
Come on, Lavina, you're
is raising money for Sport Ready. Over the last few years, she's taken part in the £1 million bike ride.
I quite enjoyed that.
And she's helped John Bishop row across the channel.
Oh my God, it's a canoe.
But this year, Davina is going it alone.
I feel a bit like I'm having an out-of-body experience.
Starting from Edinburgh Castle, through the Lake District and the Peak District, taking in some of the most stunning scenery in the UK.
I feel like I'm walking to the Arctic.
Davina will cycle.
Oh, God, I can't even get my leg over the bike.
Swim.
Horrible.
Oh, God.
You're up. See you later.
And run her way back to London. At 13 years, Peg Leg is a living legend. He's the oldest member of a family of ring-tailed lemurs called the Graveyard Gang. And he's smart. He has to be to survive life in the forest with only three legs. The one thing he's learned is that good things come to he who waits. The bombing of Amiens Jail in northern France in February 1944 was one of the most daring and controversial air raids of the war.
It's hard to imagine the chaos and carnage inside the jail. Amidst the dead and the dying, the lucky few picked their way out amongst the rubble.
But why did the RAF attack a jail holding resistance fighters? Many were killed. Was there someone inside whose freedom was so important? And what secrets did they hold? And why did they risk the life of Britain's most famous bomber pilot, a hero and a film star, on a mission he described as death or glory? As an aviator with a passion for war stories that's been with me since boyhood, I'm fascinated by this particular story. And 67 years after the raid, the motives for it are still shrouded in mystery.